You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information. Ask me for what blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, this is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry I can't be with you live this evening. We have three recent pre-records, and I think you're going to enjoy all three. We're having maintenance done on our satellite provider at Global Star Radio Network, and we're sorry we're down for the evening, but this is the next best thing because these pre-records are all recent, and I think you're going to enjoy them and find them very informative. The Common Sense Show is brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com. For the very best in your prepper needs, I call Bob Griswold of ReadyMadeResources.com King Prepper, because there's nothing I think this man doesn't have, nothing he can't advise you on, everything from communications to water filtration to night vision. It's all right there. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com. We're also brought to you by Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. For anyone who says, hey, I know those banks are going to close one day, and I'm probably not going to get my money out. Well, what Steve is doing is converting soon-to-be worthless cash into gold and silver that'll hold its value after the crash. And this is critical because there'll be a lot of survivors, and people don't want to come out of this being as broke can be. So convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. Go to stevequayle.com or give Steve a call tomorrow at 406-586-4842. I also want to tell you about one of our other subscribers, someone who advertises with us on a regular basis, is Bob Kudla. And I've had Bob on as an expert guest with The Economy, and you guys have really expressed the fact that you just love the stuff he does. He's so insightful, so calm, but also so very accurate. Well, he's trying to teach people to do what he knows how to do. And I think this is absolutely awesome, is he has something called Trade Genius Academy.com. And in there, it's a course where he'll teach you to do exactly what he does. And he's considered to be one of the top traders in the world. And he's offering a 50% off special for people till the end of the month. TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Use the promo code to get the 50% off, makemoney.com. So TradeGeniusAcademy.com, promo code makemoney for the 50% off. I think it's just awesome. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here again live very soon. This is Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show wishing you a very blessed week, and we'll see you back here again next week. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And on the Newsmaker line with me, we have John Robertson. He has a really big background, I mean, tremendous depth background into Hollywood. He's currently serving as an advisor and the program director for the Hagman & Hagman Report that airs right here on Global Star Radio Network from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's Eastern Standard Time. And I think it's one of the best, if not the best, radio show out there. John has done previous interviews with me with regard to child sex trafficking. And we've gotten into the Luciferian connection with Hollywood. And it was just a really hard interview to do. But I thought it was one that everyone needed to hear. Well, today we're going to take a lot of current events And we're going to tie him into the child sex trafficking aspect in some very unique ways. So, John, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could be with us. And I think we're going to rock some people's worlds here and wake up the cognitive dissonant crowd, because you can't ignore what you're going to bring forward.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for inviting me back to the Common Sense Show. And certainly at the Hagman & Hagman Report, we reciprocate that sentiment 100%. The Common Sense Show really serving the patriots, the liberty-loving people all over the world, and waking up individuals one mind at a time. And so it's really an honor to be back with you on the show. And Dave, just by way of quick introduction, for those of your listeners who did not hear either of our pieces in March and April, I am John Roberson. I produce the Hagman & Hagman Report. Doug Hagman and I like to kind of joke that I'm the conciliary, if you will. 16 years experience in Hollywood in television and feature film production, with a minor emphasis on commercial production and even music videos back in the early days of my career. So worked for a lot of the biggies, Spielberg, Bruckheimer, did 5 years with J.J. Abrams, working on Alias for Disney from 2002 to 2005. So I was very, very blessed to really, you know, hit the apex of my career trajectory in Hollywood. Unfortunately, when I began to work with, well, perhaps fortunately now in hindsight, when I began to work with platforms like the Hagman & Hagman Report, J.B. Wells over at Caravan to Midnight, et cetera, I became a whistleblower talking about the Luciferian machinations of Hollywood and really trying to explain to folks that we all have a part. We're all part and party to pushing back against the controlled opposition that is Hollywood, and we'll certainly touch on that today. You know, Dave, I was thinking as you made the introduction to the program, that you and I both serve in unique positions, because essentially, and I'll just speak for myself, at the Hagman & Hagman Report, I am both the producer as well as the program director. So essentially, our shows every night start with conversations between Doug Hagman and myself. We're constantly culling through the news, world, current political events, always, of course, folks from a Christian, Judeo-Christian constitutionalist perspective, just like the Common Sense Show. But really, day in and day out, Dave, what that does is it gives us this incredible overview at what I guess you could call an intersection of massive raw data dumps. And really, Dave, that's where we are today. We, whether you're looking at the shooting in Arlington, Virginia, or in Alexandria, Virginia, pardon me, whether you're looking at the ongoing Seth Rich investigation, looking at the news that just broke a few moments ago at Washington Beacon regarding the envelopes full of white powder that literally have a neighborhood, Karen Handel's neighborhood in Georgia, on quote-unquote lockdown. When you look at these events, the whole Comey thing, this ridiculous narrative-driven, you know, fake news about Russia, all of these things, Dave, tie in to one degree or another to the whole problem of child sex trafficking writ large in the United States today. And I think it's important that we really hit that with the Common Sense Show listeners today, because we know, going all the way back to the Babylonians, the Canaanites, and so forth, moving through scriptures, that the satanic, Luciferian, Lucifer-worshipping reprobates garner power from the rape and or murder of the innocent. So, Dave, I thought perhaps we would start there. And we'll just go over some of the different events happening. We'll tie them together per the news cycle. And folks, I'd like to also encourage you to think, as you listen to our interview today, in terms of the Hegelian dialectic. For those Common Sense Show listeners who aren't familiar, folks, it's simply problem, reaction, solution, or as you may often read it, thesis, antithesis, thus creating synthesis. Simply stated, let's create the problem, we'll fix the problem, and thus we've moved the citizens away from freedom and over toward our controlist agenda. Now, that being said, we also, Dave, want to keep in mind the Overton window, kind of a big fancy euphemistic term. The Overton window, folks, simply means the concept of moving an agenda one step forward, two steps back, two steps forward, one step back. That's how controlled opposition from Hollywood, from DC, from Madison Avenue, Wall Street, et cetera, that's how it works. They give the patriots, the liberty-loving citizens in this country, the sense of victory on occasion, but in reality, when you look at the big picture, they are still moving their globalist agenda, their satanic Luciferian agenda, further and further down the lineage of where they would have us ultimately wind up. So that being said, Dave, let's jump right into it. Again, folks, we're gonna explain how so much of this ties into child sex trafficking. And Dave, I'm going to throw you a hot potato right now. I think that with what we are seeing again in Karen Handel's neighborhood in Georgia, with all of these unknown white substances being mailed to numerous neighbors in her neighborhood, the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise and four others at softball practice yesterday morning in Alexandria, Virginia. Dave, are we not in mid-1850s America today? Is this not, are we not at the John Brown moment?
I think we're actually even beyond that. I think ideologically we're already in a civil war, and I think we're seeing the first shots of that civil war now. So I guess the John Brown analogy, now that I think that out, yeah, you're right. That's a good analogy, but I think the time frame is going to be more compressed than what we saw pre-civil war.
Indeed, you may be right. You know, folks, let's start with what happened yesterday, because we all hope and we pray that this shooting is a random act of violence perpetrated from a hardcore leftist, Bernie Sanders supporter, an unhinged individual from the state of Illinois. However, I'm just going to quickly refer to an article that just posted at HagmanReport.com, written by Liz Croken. The Virginia shooting is tied to sex trafficking. That's the title of the article, Dave. Again, that's at HagmanReport.com. Liz writes, quote, two Republican members of Congress targeted in the Virginia shooting during an early morning practice for a charity baseball game have recently pushed for legislation to combat sex trafficking. So here we are out of the gate. We have a congressman shot yesterday. He's in ICU. Last I read this morning, he's in critical condition. And he just went public 8 days ago, Dave, calling for legislation and sponsorship of his legislation to do something about child sex trafficking. Now, we look back 2 weeks ago, Attorney General Jeff Sessions in Atlanta, speaking to 1,500 members of law enforcement, he came down like a ton of bricks on those who would traffic in our children. And he put the entire law enforcement community on notice that this is it. It's game over. The game is up. Dave, what do you think?
I think you're right on the money. I do recall very clearly Sessions' warning. In other words, the message to the police chiefs that he gave was, you better get on board because we're coming. And I think he was warning them that if there's any cover-ups or funny business, they're going to get ensnared in his net. That's how I took what he said. And then you look at events. I stopped believing in coincidences quite some time ago. And I think Liz is right on the money that this is too convenient. You have a guy from Belleville, Illinois, who couldn't even pay his bills, yet he can wander around the Capitol area for over 2 months until he carries out his act. Somebody was taking care of him. Somebody was bankrolling him. And I believe there's MK Ultra involved. I think someone was brainwashing him.
You know, I'm going to pick up right where you left off there, Dave. Having spent some one-on-one time in Chicago last month with Russ Dizdar, we left the hotel for a few minutes and took a drive around just so we could discuss one-on-one some issues that were front and center on our radar and in our hearts, for sure. You know, folks, for those of you not familiar with Russ, I know he's been a guest on your show a number of times, Dave. That's shatterthedarkness.net, and that's our brother, Russ Dizdar. Now, we know from Scripture that when you have a notion, when you get a word from someone, often you will then receive confirmation from elsewhere. I'm not saying this is a word from the Lord. I'm just suggesting that this felt pretty profound, Dave. So last month, speaking privately with Russ Dizdar, he indicated that since the late 60s, early 70s, there has been a specific strategy in place from the multi-generational purveyors and practitioners of witchcraft to create what Russ calls super soldiers. These are SRAs, folks, SRA is satanic ritual abuse. It's what you term the victims, SRA victims, who are often, quote, unquote, multiples. Multiple simply means, as Dave just indicated, their personalities have been specifically and scientifically fractured into multiple personalities. Now, understand, Common Sense Show listeners, this is a technique that is a self-defense mechanism, particularly with children. It was perfected at, you know, Tavistock Institute after World War I. Certainly the whole Chicago scene in the 1940s. What they do is they play a good cop, bad cop routine with children, often employing heinous sexual behavior, orgiastic behavior, homosexual behavior, animal dismemberment, bloodletting, and in many cases, at the end of the day, murder, when they decide to dispose of an experiment that didn't work. And Russ indicated to me that there are several generations of these super soldiers that are essentially, Dave, satanic Manchurians. They are locked, loaded, ready for action to be activated by their handlers at a given time. Now, three weeks went by. I thought about that numerous times. And then I wound up on the phone with Doc Marquis. Doc, with no prompting of my own, reiterated what Russ had just discussed with me a few weeks earlier in Chicago, simply that in multi-generational witchcraft among the initiates, what many call the Illuminati, that they infiltrated the military chaplaincy, they infiltrated the medical community, they infiltrated academia back in the early 70s and put in place, Dave, it's a sub rosa army. And the most frightening thing about this army is they are weaponized for the deep state, for the dark state, and yet in many cases they don't even know it.
Well, if they're Manchurian, they're not going to know it. And that makes a great deal of sense. I'm going to add legitimacy, professional legitimacy, from my background to what you just said about the fractured personalities and becoming multiple. I'm a former mental health therapist. And one of the things I'm very familiar with, and one of the things I've taught at the university level, is about multiple personality disorder. It's called dissociative identity disorder. MPD is the acronym for it, or the slang term. And what we know is the people that have it, here are your stats. If the abuse occurs before the age of 8, their defense mechanism is going to be to develop MPD. If it's after the age of 8, it's PTSD, suicidal tendencies, and so forth. Reason being is because fantasy thinking takes over before the age of 8, and they can create this other person to take on the abuse, why the host personality is somehow immune. And it's a strategy that somewhat works for them, and then they apply it in other areas of their life. And it's a very stubborn disorder to treat. It's very hard to get rid of. And you're absolutely right. The victims, here's your statistical breakdown. 90% of the people that have dissociative identity disorder are female, and they're the victims of ritualistic sexual abuse before the age of 8. That's 90% of these people.
Oh, my. You know, Dave, something just popped while I was listening to you break down those numbers, and thank you for backfilling that with your professional expertise. There is a group of individuals in Washington, D.C. called the Profiling Project. They are headed up by Jack Berkman. Again, HagmanReport.com, folks, the title of this article is Exclusive, Seth Rich Evidence Disappearing. Now, the reason I bring this article up at this time, I want to ask you this, Dave, again, based on your background. It says in this article, let me find it. It says, okay, so the Profile Project, again, headed by Jack Berman, Berkman, the Profiling Project, has filed an emergency injunction to prevent Seth Rich's online presence from being eliminated. Now, why? Let me skip down a little bit. Berkman and his team discovered that Rich had an online presence much deeper than even his close friends knew about. Quote, our team learned Seth had a much deeper and richer online accounts than people realized, end quote. Essentially, what Berkman is saying here is that Seth had multiple personalities, Dave, online. So my question to you is, when we live in this cyber environment, is it not very likely that much of the information, much of the news that we're getting, particularly off Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, would it not make sense that these multiple personalities would they basically be able to run amok online and each of their personalities can create entire profiles online and thus serve the Common Sense Show, the Hagmann Report, or any other platform that's not vetting these matters properly with an enormous load of disinformation?
Yes, to the latter. That's harder to prove, but I will tell you what's easier to prove is that when you have a person that has these multiple personalities, sometimes the host personality is aware of the other personalities, and we call that a co-conscious feature. Sometimes they're not, and we call that alternating consciousness or alternating personalities where one has amnesia for the other. And then sometimes they're a combination of co-conscious and alternating if they have numbers of personalities. So you can see any combination. But to answer your question, with an online profile, you would almost expect someone with MPD to create different personality styles of postings based on the mood and temperament they were in at the time. So I completely understand that. Can I give you a psychological profile that I've arrived at with regard to Seth Rich?
Please do. Absolutely. Share it with us.
This is the first time I've ever said this because I've tried to stick to as much documentable facts as you can so I don't lose my listeners and readers. But I will tell you, I'm absolutely convinced that Seth Rich had the mental maturity of a 7 or 8 year old child. And I'm saying that in many, many different regards. What he is characteristic of, and I'm not ruling out MPD, and I'll link the two together in a second, but he's characteristic of someone who has been kidnapped or brainwashed for a long period of time, and they develop a condition called Stockholm Syndrome. And I believe this man has been in the lurches of someone very nefarious for quite some time, and he made a transference of dependence from whoever was controlling him to Bernie Sanders. And when Bernie Sanders had the election stolen from him, and we know that Seth Rich had the proof for that, that sent him in a protective mode where he was going to try to save Bernie by exposing the fraud of Hillary Clinton, and I believe this is what's resulted in his death. Now, let me tie this back to multiple. When you look at long-term people, long-term cases, someone maybe is abducted at the age of 3 or 4, and they go through a long-term series of ritualistic sexual abuses, and they develop multiple personalities. One of the things that you'll see as they get into adolescence is a dependence on the kidnapper. You see the emergence of what I just referenced was the Stockholm Syndrome, where they align with the kidnapper, and you don't have to chain them up or handcuff them to keep them in line. And we see this in a lot of kidnap situations. I submit to you that I see Seth Rich being a Stockholm Syndrome candidate, and he had a transference of that dependency to Bernie Sanders, and that's what set him off. But that does not preclude what you're saying about multiple personality. In fact, the two could go hand in hand very well together.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would say that not only that what you just informed us, all of us, on really complements the supposition I was making. You know, when we look at the shooter yesterday, James Hodgkinson, I don't want to get too far out in the weeds here, but this person has the multiple personality, the split personalities, the mental deficiencies, what I went as far as to call perhaps a satanic Manchurian. He fits that profile. I mean, even looking at his picture, he looks like a deranged shooter. The rose-tinted sunglasses, he's heavy. The disposition, you can tell he's got very low self-esteem. And he also, again, James Hodgkinson, the shooter, the deceased shooter, and God bless those two Capitol police officers that took bullets themselves but managed to put that shooter down. He also glommed on to the Bernie Sanders camp. Now, Dave, I need to be careful here because going back to my opening remarks, in as much as serving as producer and program director of the Hagmann Report, I have reporters who confide in me all day long. And because they are developing their stories with a severe level of propriety often, they keep me in the loop to one degree or another so that I can properly schedule them or schedule their pieces in a proper sequential order. We may bring them back for multiple parts as the story develops. I will say this. that many, and I don't mean to be coy with your listeners, but with Seth Rich, I think many of the well-meaning professional investigative journalists and citizen journalists who are stomping around Washington, D.C. looking for answers, Dave, I think many of them would find their time and money much better spent stomping around in Omaha, Nebraska, looking for answers. And out of deference to Liz and the incredible amount of hard work she's putting into this huge investigation, I'm going to leave it at that. But is there something in Seth's background as a child that would indicate or suggest that he would, at 27 years old, be making a very substantial income with the DNC, that his brother Aaron is making a very substantial income on K Street with a consulting firm that works directly with the DNC? You know, Dave, what we see over and over again with these pedo rings, whether it's Franklin going all the way back to where? Omaha, Nebraska. What we see often is we see these SRA victims, we see these multiple split personalities. Then the Stockholm syndrome occurs. They begin to glom onto, to put in almost like a little g godlike quasi parental kind of thing, the perpetrator of the crimes upon them, and then they are rewarded later in life by being kept very close to the campfire, by being kept very close to the overall power structure that's been perpetrating these sex crimes on them from a very young age. Now, that being said, I'll also mention this, that I think it's very profound that time and again, when we see these random acts of violence perpetrated on the D.C. power structure, whether it's the congressman, Steve Scalise, yesterday, or Dave, what about going back to that strange meltdown incident where that lady was shot dead with her infant in the car a couple years back outside the Capitol? These folks, these crimes make no sense. Now, I'm not saying that it all ties together in a big odious package, but I think a very wise thing for the Common Sense listeners to do, the Common Sense Show listeners to do, is look at the headlines and think in terms, in many cases, whether it's the victim of a crime or the perpetrator of the crime or both, in terms of this question: were they victimized as children? And if so, by whom? And I'll even extrapolate that out to one further question. When we look at the left-right political model in this country, is it safe to say, Dave, that one side of the aisle seems to have a hell of a lot more question marks surrounding it when it comes to child sex trafficking, and SRA than the other?
Absolutely. The R's and the D's share a joint admiration for obfuscation of the truth, greed, corruption, embezzlement, if you will, of public funds. But where they depart in large factors has to do with the allegiances. I'm a subscriber to the beliefs of Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, other congresspeople, as well as Trevor Loudon, who did a documentary called The Enemies Within. 80 Democrats, members of front groups for the Communist Party and the Muslim Brotherhood, the biggest terrorist organization on the planet. These people are seeking to turn this country upside down and create a new order that they're in charge of, and that order will be fascist, Islamic, and totally without civil liberties. That's what they're after in the end game. Their masters, though, in the deep state, I think, have an additional agenda, which is massive depopulation.
Indeed. You know, that goes back to the really underreported piece from Deagle. Now, I know you'll remember this, and many of your listeners will as well. Deagle.com, late 2014, published that projection, that population projection, that indicated that by the year, I believe it was 2020 or 2025, Dave, that the population...
2025, yeah. They've updated it to 2024. Go ahead.
Okay, so again, folks, late 2014, Deagle.com, that the population of the U.S. would diminish from 320, 330 million, where we are today, down to 65 million. and that's in just a few short years. So clearly, there's a plan in place to fall under the mandate on the Georgia Guidestones to eliminate an enormous amount of the population on the planet. And that being said, you know, Dave, I think we'd be remiss with our time together today if we didn't touch on Hollywood a little bit. Because
yeah, let me add one thing before we leave this Deagle thing. I wrote an article 8-10 months ago where I compared the Deagle numbers to a person who served as an advisor to, in fact, he was a mentor of Obama when Obama was a community activist. And then he advises the advised the president on climate change and urban population trends and so forth. And he created something called America2050.org, and people can go look this up. It's right there. There are going to be 11 megaregions by 2050, according to Kugla, who is this advisor. And each megaregion would have 6 million people. Do the math. That's 66 million. The same number, pretty much, as Deagle is giving in their projection. So the globalists have laid out their goals. They want 250 million of us dead.
And I'm going to segue right off of that, Dave, into taking a look at what I would argue is the number one controlled conditioning apparatus, perhaps in the world, and that is Hollywood. Now, I will qualify that by saying Silicon Valley is not far behind. Okay, we are really at a weird tilt point on this fulcrum of media and mass information, where I think that over the next few years, we're already seeing it. Folks, remember, November 2016, you saw nothing short of the enormous mandate, 62 million strong, to put President Donald J. Trump into the White House instead of Hillary Clinton, who spent 10 times the amount of money. And what you saw there, folks, was you saw the first presidential election in history promoted and mandated by the internet, not by the dinosaur mainstream media, terrestrial television, terrestrial radio, cable TV, et cetera. So that being said, I believe Hollywood is still the number one controlled conditioning machine. But I do believe, Dave, that in very short order, we will see Silicon Valley pull ahead and the social media, what I call the tech tyrants, will in fact pull into that preeminent position. You know, folks, with with Hollywood, we need go no further than just listening for a moment to what the people, many of whom we're all familiar with, have to say about child sex trafficking in Hollywood. Dave, this is a quote from Corey Feldman, and God bless Corey Feldman. I have invited him onto the Hagman and Hagman Report. More to come on that later. But Corey says, and I quote, "I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry. It's the big secret. I was surrounded by pedophiles when I was 14 years old, literally. Didn't even know it until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted. They were like vultures." Now, Dave, that, of course, goes back to the before 8 and after 8, the MPD versus the PTSD. But Corey Feldman goes on to say, "There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around these groups of kids, and they all had power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry. There is a lot of good people in this industry, but there is also a lot of really, really sick and corrupt people. They have gotten away with it for so long that they feel they are above the law, and that has got to change." Folks, Corey Feldman and his deceased friend Corey Haim, the stars of the 1984 smash hit Goonies, and he's telling you right there in his own words, this is what's happening, this is what's going on. Now, I'll give you one more example, Dave, and then I'll put a fine point on this. Alison Arngrim, who many of you will remember as the cute little blonde from Little House on the Prairie, she wrote a book called Confessions of a Prairie Bitch. And in it, she says that the pedophiles in Hollywood are typically very careful when choosing. They look for kids whose parents are maybe going through a divorce, are very naive, suffering with addiction problems, or are simply crazy stage parents who will look the other way. Allison goes on to say, "In Hollywood, there are parents who will practically prostitute their kids in the hope that they can make money and get ahead. It is a horrible trap that the kids are in. These people aren't seeing their kid as a kid. It's more common than you think." My point in sharing these insights from people who we are all familiar with from Hollywood is that the elite upper echelon of Hollywood are Luciferian. They practice druidic occultism, and many of them are well-versed in Kabbalah. Dave, you and I touched on this back in March. And they know, this is part of the ancient knowledge, they know that Satan bestows satanic power on them, that they garner power from rape and, in many cases, murder of the innocent. Why? Because God is the ultimate creator. Satan doesn't have an ounce of creativity in him. God loves all of us. Every single listener to the Common Sense Show right now, God loves you so much that he even gave just a small portion of that divine creativity in each of us. Dave, it's what enables you to do the Common Sense Show. It's what motivates us to get up out of bed every day and try to red pill and introduce to Christ as many people as we can. That it makes Satan furious that we are given that divine spark of creativity, but he is not. And the single greatest affront to God is when Satan can manipulate and sicken God's children to rape, molest, and in many cases murder the innocent, the babies, the infants among us. Hollywood knows this, and I talked about that on previous Common Sense shows. Folks, you'll want to go back and access those in archive if you're interested. Now, the thing is, there's a pushback, and it's very significant. I'll make this my final quote from the famous people in Hollywood. And this is from Elijah Wood. Now, folks, he is the extremely successful, very famous young actor from the Lord of the Rings franchise. Elijah Wood says, quote, "Clearly something major was going on in Hollywood. It was all organized. There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. There is darkness in the underbelly," Elijah Wood goes on to say. "What bums me out about these situations is that the victims speak, what bums me out about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged." Now, it's important to note, Dave, that Elijah Wood, somebody got to him. Somebody turned the screws. They applied the pressure, and he recanted and redacted his statement a couple of days later in as much as he could. And that was in early 2015. So what we see from Hollywood, I submit respectfully, Dave, to you and to your listeners, supports my overall thesis of our time together today. When you're looking at the issues and the incidents surrounding us in the United States of America today, you've got to look at child sex trafficking, at child rape. You've got to look at it, Dave, as one of the baseline blocks in this foundation of Luciferianism.
Well, I look at the activities of the deep state that coincide with this, too. I've written that all roads to the deep state, they lead to child sex trafficking, but embedded in that is the money laundering that comes from that industry, as well as gun running and drug dealing. Those are their big three. And then August harvesting is catching up very quickly as well, too, as number four.
How sad, but how accurate you are. You know, let's take a look at the Podestas quickly. I mean, we saw via the WikiLeaks data dump just before the election in November of 2016, we saw, and God bless all of the Anons, all of the cyber sleuths, the internet forensic investigators, both professional and citizen, who were able to put these pieces together. Dave, they used FBI white papers, and they used court precedent, they used court discovery from previous cases to clearly demonstrate that the Podesta emails are rife with pedophile symbolism, with code words. It's a disgusting lexicon. That's where Pizzagate comes from. Pizza, pasta, walnuts, all of these foods are used to suggest different sexual crimes committed against children. And, you know, when I tell you folks that Hollywood is a controlled conditioning apparatus, I am not messing around. Good case in point. And I've got to give a tip of the hat to Austin Brower, Dr. Ted Brower's son. By the way, he will be on the Hagman Report tomorrow night, and he's going to talk about this very thing. Austin did a great report about a week ago on the enormous groundswell of pushback that happened with Netflix just 2 weeks ago. This is an article that I pulled from Mail Online. I'll move quickly. It says Netflix documentary series The Keepers links Clinton campaign chair John Podesta to a high-level government pedophile ring. It goes on to say the show vindicates what alternative media websites have been saying for years, namely that elite pedophile rings operate within the highest echelons of government involving famous politicians and world leaders, and confirms that such scandals are systematically covered up by the powers that be in collusion with our media institutions. Folks, you've got to think of it like this. Hollywood is on the West Coast. It's one polarity of this disgusting situation. DC is on the East Coast. It's the opposite. Okay, they're like bookends. And what's happening to so many across the country, 500 per year estimated in Seattle alone, is that these kids are being swept up off the street. They're being, in some cases, pimped by their stage parents in Hollywood. And what happens, Dave, is look at Allison from Little House on the Prairie. 30 years later, Corey Feldman, again, big star from the 80s, they're coming forward and they're saying, hey, this is going on and nobody's doing anything about it. And I don't want to get too far off in the weeds, but I have a very sneaky suspicion, Dave. It's possible, and I am stating this as my opinion. This is an educated allegation. Let's call it that. I think, Dave, it's possible that Seth Rich and perhaps his brother as well were victims themselves. And I think that if citizen journalists would start looking in that direction, we just might crack this case. And the last thing I'll say regarding this is, when you look at Seth Rich, why is Seth Rich so important? Because there's very good evidentiary, albeit circumstantial evidence, that Seth Rich provided all of those 40,000 emails to WikiLeaks. Julian Assange didn't say it, but by process of inference, Dave, if you go back and listen to Assange's remarks last year, he said it without saying it. And so understand, folks, that Seth Rich was trying to push back, just like Corey Feldman's trying to push back, just like Allison Ingram from Little House on the Prairie is trying to push back, just like Elijah Wood trying to push back. Okay, Seth Rich, it's very probable, gave the Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks blasted it out to citizen and professional journalists all over the world who were then able to determine that the former chief of staff under President Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton's campaign manager is nothing short of a child rapist and a child murderer. Again, my words, not Dave Hodges, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the Common Sense Show.
Wow. I agree with what you said. I concur. In fact, I'm going to expand on it, and I hope the audience is sitting down at this revelation. In quiet circles in mainstream media with people who will talk to me off the record, they believe Comey and his brother were victims. And what's interesting is Comey has been the useful idiot his entire life. And I'll just go back to recent history. When HSBC Bank was busted for money laundering, and John Cruz was on my show a number of times exposing this former senior VP of the bank, he tried to give the evidence to Loretta Lynch. She refused to take it. DHS wanted nothing to do with it. John's life was threatened, so he had to evolve a bunch of dead man switches. Now, here's what's really interesting. At the time that the money laundering was taking place, the Clinton Foundation was receiving payments from a lot of sources they couldn't account for. And at the time, James Comey was on the board of directors of HSBC, and he went from there to the FBI. That's not an accident. That is absolutely not an accident whatsoever. Comey helped Clinton get away with money laundering, and the money laundering, in part, according to people in Haiti, came from child sex trafficking, as well as gun running. That was Ambassador Stevens' job, as well as drug running, also Ambassador Stevens' job. I have never linked him to child sex trafficking, but I think it probably happened. Now, here's what's really interesting.
Wow.
I have published this, John, on the Common Sense Show. John Podesta is liquidating much of the assets of the Clinton Foundation. He's converting to gold, to artwork, and he's hiding this around the world. That means he thinks RICO, racketeering, organized crime allegations are coming and would seize these assets. So he's taking assets out of the Clinton Foundation and hiding them like a spouse before they file for divorce. And there's no question this is going on. So right now, John, here's where I take heart. I believe that the Clinton people think that they could be going to jail.
Dave, I believe you may be right. Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Well, and also, too, I've been given information, and I published this as speculation, that Trump was told all of your stuff will go away, all the problems, if you promise not to go down the child sex trafficking route, and we'll even let you get Hillary. And as a setup, what they did, and Fox News is supposed to run this, and I know because I have it from a source on the inside, they have the story that I have, that a Bangladesh businessman was making large donations to the Clinton Foundation. He was being harassed and persecuted, and that money would dry up by a Bangladesh official who had a joint American residency. And while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she threatened to sic Lois Lerner in the IRS on this person. And this information has now been discovered, and I understand that a major news organization is going to run with this. In fact, I'm surprised it already hasn't happened.
Well, praise God and pass the ammunition. You know, Dave, I know we only have a few minutes left, and I want to drop a real sense of hope with all of the listeners to the Common Sense Show here this evening. Folks, there is a confederation of very motivated, very determined, very courageous, and frankly, in many cases, anointed individuals who have had it. They're done. It's game over and it's game on with this child trafficking, with the gun running, with the narco trafficking. But particularly, let's start at the beginning. Dave, let's defend the defenseless. And that being said, folks, when you look at Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show, you look at Doug and Joe Hagman, the Hagman and Hagman Report, you look at Craig Sawman Sawyer, former Marine sniper, former U.S. Navy SEAL, putting together a docu-series to make this whole horrible child trafficking topic accessible to the average American. When you look at, that's Vets for Child Rescue, by the way, Vets, the numeral for childrescue.org, Craig Sawyer. When you look at the work that Dr. Ted and Austin Brower are doing, when you look at Liz Croken, a guest on the Common Sense Show, Dave, I know you'll have her back. I'm going to share a couple quick quotes from one of her articles before I punch out today. When you look at Melissa, a.k.a. the Honeybee, Zachariah, Jack Posobiec, Tara McCarthy from Reality Calls, we're working with all of these people. Dave Hodges is working with them. I'm working with them. Folks, we're working 16 hours a day at this time. Essentially, it's sleep and work. And the reason why is it's time to hit the skinny pedal on the right. It's time for every single American listening to this show to stand up and say, you know what? I'm not going to put another dime of my money in film director like Bryan Singer's pocket, a known pedophile who's also the director and one of the creators of the X-Men franchise. But let's take a quick look in my last moment or two with you at what our 45th president, Donald Trump, had to say with regard to this topic writ large. Because frankly, we need groundswell from the bottom up, like with what happened with this Netflix series. Folks, so many child sex victims came forward and demanded that Netflix take the keepers out of their schedule, that Netflix complied. That's from the bottom up, but we also need the power and the authority from the top down. Liz Croken posted this last week on HagmanReport.com, the title, President Trump Zeroes In on Elite Pedophiles. This story, folks, went mega viral. Liz writes, President Donald Trump's Department of Justice is closing in on elite pedophile rings after his administration has spent months breaking up the lower-level sex trafficking circles. She goes on to say, Attorney General Jeff Sessions prepped 1,500 members of law enforcement officers for the fight against sex trafficking during a motivational speech on June 6th at the National Law Enforcement Training on Child Exploitation in Atlanta. A couple of quotes from Sessions speaking to 1,500 sheriffs, chiefs of police, heads of the federal alphabet agencies. Sessions said, and I quote, standing together, we will send a message to the predators and pimps, the child abusers, the sextortionists, and the traffickers. You will not harm our kids, and we will never rest until we find you and bring you to justice for your appalling acts. Moving forward, Sessions also said, investigations and prosecutions of child exploitation are increasing while the victims are getting even younger. You stand up to predators who think nothing of destroying the souls of children just to make a buck or to fulfill their own twisted fantasies. Folks, my name is John Robertson. I produce the Hagman & Hagman Report 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and I'm putting every single pedo scumbag out there on notice. We are coming for you.
Well, I want to echo that because here on the Common Sense Show and a lot of my allies, Paul Martin of RevolutionRadio.org, Paul Preston of Agenda 21 Radio, all of my colleagues share a similar sentiment. I want to go back to Omaha for a minute before we close because we've got about 2 minutes here. I interviewed Nick Bryant, gosh, very early on in my radio career. I'm going to say 10 years ago. And he was the one that wrote the book called The Franklin Scandal. And I was so stunned by what I saw because I was new to this endeavor. I thought there were just pedophiles. I didn't know it was massively tied into upper levels of all Western governments. And I went and I researched every point that Nick made on my show. And I was able to validate every one. And then I came across Ted Gunderson at one time. I was introduced to him briefly before his death. And I asked him a couple of questions that Nick had raised that I wasn't able to research and find out. And he confirmed them. What you're saying about Omaha, that's the genesis. But I'm also going to leave this with our audience. I have been told by an inside media source that the government now, Jeff Sessions, is not focusing as much on Seth Rich. They are, but they're really looking at the Sandusky Trail up through the second mile that has ties into Congress, as well as upper level positions, including the governor's office in Pennsylvania. That's where I think the action is going to be, John. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. And again, to maintain the confidentiality of the reporters I'm currently working with, I'm going to say this. Folks, Liz Croken, who's writing for the Hagman Report, a previous guest on the Common Sense Show. Dave, I know you're going to want to have her back here in the next week or two, and I will keep you tightly in the loop on this. Omaha is going to be front and center. I also want to give a quick tip of the hat to Michael Thompson and Alicia Powell,
yes,
our partners over at WorldNet Daily, who are really covering the police procedural and legislative side of this issue. Folks, it's not going away. This is going to be a long, hot summer, and I would encourage everyone who's given us their valuable time here this evening to look at the headlines and keep in mind that we're dealing with satanic ritual abuse victims who then perpetrate crimes or are victims of crimes, and we're dealing from Hollywood to D.C., Madison Avenue to Wall Street. We're dealing with a Luciferian agenda that is driven by the satanic power bestowed upon those who would rape and murder our children. Dave, we're going to have to definitely check back in together, sir.
Definitely, and this has been a riveting interview. I just would add one thing to what you said. They want 90% of us dead. That's what people, if you want to get motivated, there's your motivation. John Robertson, working with the Hagmans and working with many other well-connected people to bring some sense of justice to this world. John, I appreciate what you do, and thanks for joining us here on the Common Sense Show.
Dave, that feeling is so completely mutual. Thank you so much, sir.